free jams. Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B in vogue at the Hy-Vee Arena tomorrow night. And guess who's else going to be out there tomorrow night? Delinea Janelle is going to be doing her thing over there at Hy-Vee Arena as well. How you doing over there, Delinea?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
And we got a special guest on the phone with us, none other than Cali Baby, Chris Calico. What's up, Chris?
Man, you can't say Chris Calico without saying that, man. At churches, wherever you at, church, grocery store, you got to say Cali Baby.
In that way, too. You can't say it any other way. You can't say, hey, Cali Baby, what up? It don't sound right. You got to say, Cali Baby.
That's to slightly sound drunk. Just slightly.
Slightly sound drunk. No drunkenness when it comes to the vocals over there at Delinea. You got to tell me, first of all, how did you get your start in the singing? Because I already heard about how you do in church. Shout out to my man, B-Dub. He swears by you doing your thing on the church scene. So he had to tell me about that.
Yes, of course. You know, I am dot raised, and my father was a pastor in the community. So, of course, you know, you play TK Keys, you're the first one there and the last one to leave. And then if there's no musicians, you got on the drum set and got on the mic and you made it do what it do. So, of course, I've gotten my start in the church. So,
and do you remember the first moment? Do you remember that first moment where you knew you could sing?
Well, I come from a musical family, and I started singing, and it sounded pretty at the age of two. You know, my dad was a musician. He played the organ, and we had a piano organ at home, actually. And it wasn't a big house, so that mainly was a whole house with a piano and organ. And he would play and get me in there and sit me on the stool and be like, start singing, you know, singing praise and worship songs. So that's pretty much that moment, and then get up in front of the church, you know, start singing, eat the speech and all that good stuff.
Oh, man. So now you got to tell me the connection here with you and Chris Calico. You got to tell me how y'all two became connected.
Oh, man. You know what? This was the true journey. I have been singing in church all my life. And really, this is probably going to blow your mind. I met Chris Calico at church with his wife. And kind of go back, his wife, Crystal, Watson, we worked at a company together. And like any other, you know, females, we were really cool and cordial, but we weren't that close. Later, she was having a program at her church. She was like, you know, she heard of that I could sing and asked me to come and sing at her church. And I had put the program together. And I was like, yeah, I'll come and do a solo. When I did that solo there, that's when things connected. In fact, my father was there, and that was the last time he heard me sing before he passed away and actually met Chris and Crystal and Tech. At that point in time. And then from there, it was kind of like almost God ordained. It was like that journey began right then and there.
Wow. And Chris, you got to tell me about the skills that Delinea possesses over there with the vocals.
She's amazing. I have to do interject a second, though. This sounds like that I came in and stole her out the church. I don't want to feel like a devil. I don't want to start a corruption trend.
And
I had her, and I just knew she was dope, man. She was so awesome. I had her sing on songs with me. She's actually been on probably 50 to 100 songs with myself and Tech N9ne. And she sings background for me and has forever, but I always knew that she possessed the skill to stand out there and kill it on her own. She does it all the time down on Vine and several places around the city. And she's going to, this is probably one of the bigger stages that she's been on, that she's going to kill it with her band. I hate that I'm in Atlanta right now. I'm in Atlanta doing something very secretive and special, but I wish I could be there and watch her, because I know she's going to destroy it. You know, in vogue, of course, they're legendary, but she's going to be a hard act to follow, I'll say that.
Oh, yeah, word on the street is in vogue is just going to take you on a roll with them, Delinea, as soon as y'all get done. They're just going to have to swoop you along, because that's how good you're going to be on Saturday night.
Look, I welcome it. That'll be awesome, amazing. You know, I'm very humbled to really have this opportunity, and I'm really, really grateful. But I got some great people behind me. I got great people behind me. So my band and singers, they are amazing. And I'm just really looking forward. The band's called KC Phonics. So we are excited to be on that stage tomorrow for sure.
Man, I can't wait to hear it then for sure. So as far as the music and everything, they got the music out. How can they find you and all that stuff and follow you on social media so they can get to know you more if they don't know about you?
Most definitely. Most definitely you can find me on all social media platforms, Delinea Janelle. And you can also find me on my website, which is DelineaJanelle.com. Most definitely hit me up. New music is on the way. We are working on that and plan on getting that out soon. So be on the lookout. You know, most definitely will want to see you. I'm always around the town, the city. Doing music, come to the show. We would love to see you. Kansas City's my home. I love my city.
I can't wait to hear it and see it. I appreciate both of y'all on the phone with us. Chris, get back to your little secret operation you got out there in Atlanta. You have to call me back another week to tell me about what's going on with that, whenever you can do it, at least.
I will. I do have something that's not as secretive, though. You know, I got the Weight single out right now, the
yes.
Body Positivity single that's out right now, and Ear House is the new label. Whose house?
Ear House.
I know. I like how you say that.
I'll tell you more about that another time.
We definitely going to have to chop it up about all that there. Appreciate y'all. Y'all stay safe out there. I'll talk to y'all again soon.
All right. Thank you.